That was more like it.
Gabbert with the throw. Good catch by Reisner, and he's in for the touchdown.
The Jaguars offense performed under the bright lights of the big city.
There's a lot of good things on that tape, man.
Saturday night also defined the quarterback situation.
And I'm really excited. We're going to name Blaine our starting quarterback.
Gabbert is the guy.
It's a nice opportunity, but it doesn't end here.
One answer leads to another question.
We won't have him for the rest of preseason, but he should be back our week of preparation versus Kansas City.
The Jags' Broadway review was mixed. One thumb up and one thumb goes down.
This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate. NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars.
I wasn't, having nightmares about, oh my gosh, when are you going to pick the quarterback? You know, it is what it is.
Players may not lose sleep, but fans and coaches do when it comes to the quarterback situation. Blaine Gabbert is the starter, but will he be able to start in week number one? Welcome, everyone, to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brett Martineau, joined as always by Jeff Lagerman, and it's Big News Monday. Thoughts on Blaine and thoughts on the thumb, Jeff?
Well, first and foremost, I expected Blaine Gabbert to be named the starter. I mean, he has such tremendous arm talent. I thought that he outperformed Chad in practice, and a lot of fans just don't see that, so some of them may be surprised, but trust me, folks, Blaine has the higher ceiling.
Can he get to the opener healthy?
Well, I don't know. As a defensive lineman, I've had that kind of issue before with both thumbs, but, you know, as a defensive lineman, you tape an aspirin to it and you go play. You know, with a quarterback, you got to grip the ball, so we'll see.
We'll have to wait and see on that one. We're not alone here. Our special guest tonight is an Auburn Tiger, a former Tennessee Titan, one of the newest Jacksonville Jaguars. Special, welcome to defensive tackle Sandarek Marks. He's like, how do you get all those cameras on us? You, and you're playing pretty well.
I'm doing good, man. Y'all have too many cameras at practice. One thing, it's too much going on, and I think y'all get too many surprises that y'all shouldn't get.
Two preseason games in, what's the feeling in that locker room right now?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, we know, and we understand that we have a lot of great things that's happening, and I guess some people won't see it because they look at the score during the preseason, but. You know, you have to understand a lot of things. We're not doing too much game planning. You know, a lot of basic plays. Just trying to see where guys at and see if we can actually, you know, get done what we really want, what we want to lay as our base. You know, especially defensive and team wise.
All right. So the important question, the news today, Blaine's named the starter. What's the reaction from you and the locker room?
Oh, I mean, he's our guy. You know, we know we have quarterbacks who can go out and get it done. You know, Blaine has started. You know, I know a lot of the fans here. You know, they don't like the way he played or whatever. You know, I was in Tennessee, so I wasn't a big Blaine Gabbert fan. But, you know, actually after being here, seeing how things going through practice and training camp with him, you know, he's been doing a pretty good job, and I think he can help us get it done.
All right, well, let's take a look at the top plays from Saturday night. So
play number three, a big stop for the defense. Marcus Trufant with an interception in the end zone.
Yeah, early second quarter here, Sandarek, and the old Wiley veteran makes a play.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, he just understands the game. You know, I think we were in cover two right there. He just understands his drops and understands the game. He made a play on the ball.
Play number two is a combo. Maurice Jones-Drew and Justin Blackmon return. Life a little different on the field with those two guys.
Well, it was real nice, and it was real nice on this play because Maurice, I thought, showed a nice little burst down the sideline, ended up taking a hit kind of in that left leg, bounced right up. It was good to see, and on this play, a great one-on-one opportunity against one of the premier corners in the league, Antonio Cromartie, and Justin Blackmon ends up making a miss. That's a big-time play.
And play number one to Allen Reisner. The tight end catches the touchdown. It wasn't an easy catch either.
No, it was not an easy catch. It might have been easy for Mercedes, but Sandarek, he's not quite as tall as Mercedes, but a nice catch nonetheless.
That is. You know, you have great hands, and as a tight end, if it touches your hands, you got to catch it.
Time now for our Xfinity Speed play of the game. This is the play that made you say, all right, this is more like it. Gabbert down the field for 35 yards to Ace Sanders.
Well, a nice seam pass. And Sandarek, when I saw this, I said, that's the way you want to start the game.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, I mean, with him and Denard, you know, a lot of the young guys that we brought in, I mean, they have a lot of quickness, and they can make the explosion play. And, that's what you need in the ball game.
Just a note there, that was a fourth-round pick, Ace Sanders, against a first-round pick, D. Milner, from some school in Alabama that won a lot more games than Auburn. I don't know which one that is.
Hey, man, we ain't going to get into all that.
Good thing you guys are far away.
We ain't going to get into that.
Let's talk more about Blaine Gabbert, though. In that locker room today, he's named the starter. What's the reaction like for you guys? And we talked to some players. Cecil, you heard at the top of the show. He was like, I wasn't losing sleep over it. I mean, does it mean something to you, or is this a fan and coach kind of thing?
Oh, no. I mean, I guess it means more to the fans. But, you know, the coaches and the players, we actually get to see what goes on in practice. And we've seen a lot of improvement. You know, we know what the guy can do. And, I mean, if he's our guy, we're going to stand behind him. You know, I don't think he's a terrible quarterback, as some people may try to, you know, set him as. You know, I think he has it pretty good. He got a great arm. He can throw the ball, and that's all we need.
I think in the game that there were moments, the short throws to the perimeter, Gus Bradley used the term, widen the field, stretch the field. He was throwing absolute darts on some of them throws. Did you get a chance to see him, or are you on the sideline worrying about defense?
He has a great arm. You know, I can tell you that. He can make all the throws. I just know at times, you know, when I was in Tennessee, a lot of the, you know, times that we was to talk about him, you know, sometimes it was the decision-making. And after coming here and seeing him during training camp, you know, he makes some pretty good decisions, and he haven't been, you know, showing a little immaturity to him and that. So I think he's grown, and we're going to back him up 100%.
Oh, here's a guy you tried to tackle a little bit when you were in Tennessee, Maurice Jones-Drew. He comes back on the field. What was it like tackling him, and how do you feel playing with him now?
Oh, man, he was a bowling ball. And I can tell you, me and Maurice, we had our days. You know, we nearly got in the fist fight every time, you know, we stepped on the field. And when I came in, he was one of the first guys I saw. And, you know, I actually thought we was going to have a standoff right there. But, you know, he's a real good guy. You know, he's a bowling ball. Everybody knows what he do. He's a hard runner. And, you know, I'm happy to play with him. Happy to have him on my side.
Another guy that made his debut this year, Justin Blackmon. He obviously had the play that we saw earlier, the matchup against Antonio Cromartie. And last week was his first week back to practice. And I thought he was dominant at times in practice. You can just feel a different energy out of Justin this year than last year. Obviously, you weren't here last year, but he seems to take control of moments in practice, and he did it in the game.
Well, you know, I don't know much, and I don't see much about, you know, what happens on the outside of the ball. You know, I'm tuned in right there in my little box, but just him in the locker room, and just him as a guy. You know, he just goes out and get it done. You know, no matter who he's going against, you know, you throw the ball his way, 9 times out of 10, he's coming down with it. So, you know, with a guy like that, you know, he had a big play capability, and, you know, he's shown it.
He's a special talent, and we brought you here on Jaguars All Access, and Derek Marks is defensive tackle. Let's talk some defense.
Talk some defense because, you know, in New York, it didn't go, I don't want to say it was bad. I mean, you had the lead at halftime. You were up 13-10, but there were moments in the game you went, well, wait a minute here. You wanted to see a little more pressure. You did want to see some of the big runs, but is that still part of the growing process with a defense that has a lot of new parts?
Well, you know, it's always a growing process. And right now we're in the preseason. So, you know, as a defense, the first unit we came out, we was pretty flat. You know, they came out, they made some runs on us. They came out and got a touchdown on us early. You know, a play that we gave up, I think we had a guy fall down, you know, on the defensive play. So, you know, after that we came back and we bounced back. You know, we had some 3-and-outs, we had the interception. Turnover, they got the ball on the 3-yard line. They actually ended it on the 6-yard line.
The red zone was
exactly with no points. So, you know, we did a lot of good things. You know, we had a couple misfit here and there, and, you know, that it actually cost us on the long run. Mm-hmm. Guys with misfits, and, you know, we didn't cover well. But, you know, our pass rush wasn't as it was week one. It wasn't like we thought it was going to be. And we didn't get as much pressure. But, you know, we're going to continue to work on it. I guess that's what preseason for.
And we're going to look at a couple of those things. I'm going to take you over here to the smart board here in a minute.
Gotcha.
But there were some good things on defense. I mean, obviously, the Marcus Trufant interception in the end zone. And did you hear Jeremy Mincy got a sack?
I actually saw it.
Did you hear about it today?
I ain't going to go
Your
too deep
with not
that.
Too far.
I'm not going to go too deep in that. But, you know, he made a great play. Max protection and, you know, everybody's double teaming. He beat his double team and he got the sack. So he got it done. That was great job by him.
All right, Senderic, Jeff, going to the smart board in just a little bit. So much more to come. But right now it's trivia time as we head for our first time out on Jaguars All Access. Here is tonight's question. Senderic Marks played college football, as you know by now, at Auburn. And he's an avid golfer. What former Auburn Tiger recently captured his first major win on the PGA Tour? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com, and you could win a $100 gift certificate from fanatics.com. Still to come on this edition of Jaguars All Access, Jeff is headed to the smart board with Senderic Marks, the big fellas, breaking down some tape.
The things like that, that's what we got to clean up to be a good football team.
Plus, we're going inside the locker room to hear from the head coach.
I'm John Osier, and the search is on. what I went looking for in New York.
But first, the Southern Ford dealers, sounds of the game.
You gonna be greedy today or what, man? I'm gonna be eating today, baby. Let's go, Chris.
Oh, baby. Do your thing.
All day, baby.
3-0-3-1-2-3.
Gabbert, play action. Looking over the middle for Ace Sanders. He's got it in midfield. A strike thrown by Gabbert. Gabbert, swing pass. Maurice Jones-Drew down the sideline. Inside the 10. Gabbert with the throw. Good catch by Reisner, and he's in for the touchdown.
Good job, Al. As soon as Sanchez gets off the spot, he makes bad decisions.
With time, throws, and that pass is picked off.
3-2.
Keep fighting, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Sanchez in trouble, and he's sacked. The pressure finally got him. Jeremy Mincy. Jacksonville's going to fall to 0-2 in the preseason.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
Send me your tweets the next few minutes, and Derek Marks will take over my Twitter. Send them to @BrentAS360. We'll go behind the scenes with Senderek. Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau. Time to go inside the film room with Jeff Lagerman and the Baptist Health Smart Board. Jeff, Senderek Marks has been disruptive so far this preseason. Show us how he's been effective.
Well, I'm going to do that, and I'm feeling kind of comfortable, Senderek. You know, got another defensive lineman up here finally. You know, the knowledge comes to the Smart Board.
Yeah, what Brent play? Kicker?
Punter. Hey, well, you're making a switch because when you played for the Tennessee Titans, you were what Roy Miller is playing for the Jaguars, for you
exactly.
guys. You were playing one technique. We call that a nose tackle.
Exactly.
But now you've made the switch, and you're a three technique, and how different is that for you?
It's pretty different. Usually the three technique has a little bit more freedom than what the nose guard. Actually, nose guard usually take up, you know, double team almost every play because he's right in the middle of the offense. So they have to get him covered and try to double-team him up to one of the backers.
You get more of that, don't you, at
exactly,
that one
technique?
Exactly,
at the nose guard position. Yes, you do.
And as you can see, the tackle's kind of looping around the guard, which gives you the one-on-one opportunity, which you see a lot more of when you're a three technique.
Exactly. You know, and if a team wants to try to run back play side, which is where a three technique is at right now, they'll have to double-team that three technique, and then, you know, you get the one-on-one with the nose guard. What if they do that? They have to pull that lineman to come play side to gain an extra guy. So anytime they try to do that, usually I'll be one-on-one, and you have pretty much a better chance of winning.
And here's you in the three technique on this side, kind of a bear look, because Tyson Alualu's kicked down into a three technique into that guard tackle gap on the other side. And this is a nice play by you because you get the double. Mm-hmm. And what's the most important thing about taking on a double?
Oh, well, you have to make sure you have your hands inside on your guy and you just anchor down, you know, because as you can see, if they do run play side and they don't pull a guy, in order to get an extra guy, he has to come out quick in order to try to take that backer, which is 55 Geno.
Yep.
Which you also see, you know, Puz 51 is running free because they don't have enough guy.
And you end up coming off, staying in that gap.
Exactly.
That's the most important thing of taking on the double team and making a play. Well, not everything was perfect, you know, on Saturday night. Got a couple young players receiving their first action. Here's Jonathan Cyprian. And, folks, when Jonathan, he's actually in very good position, but right here when the tight end starts to go to inside, he actually peeks to the inside, which is violating eye discipline.
Yes, it is.
And then he loses track of the tight end, and then he falls down, tangles up the feet, and then the tight end, Cumberland, ends up scoring. But you know, he wasn't the only one that kind of had a rough moment here and there. Leroy Reynolds getting the start at the strong side linebacking position. Here you are, Senderek, at the defensive tackle spot. You end up taking on the double team. Like to be a little bit better than that, slip on the turf, right?
Exactly, yeah. Lost my feet right there.
But I don't want to focus on him, on you. I want to focus on Leroy Reynolds. Folks, just watch him at the beginning of the play, okay? The play's going away from him. He goes that way, he goes back, he goes sideways. A young linebacker at a new position trying to figure it out, and that's why the big hole gets created. Do you remember those days back when you were a young player everything was so new and fresh?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's pretty exciting. You know, when you get a chance to play in the National Football League in a game, you know, especially your first game, you know, which was Cyprian's first game and Reynolds, it was his first start. I mean, you see the lights, you know, you've had all this talk about you want to be an NFL player. You know, it's a dream come true. And once the lights come on, you know, it's a big shock. You know, my first
great
game,
exposure.
Yeah, it is great. My first game was actually a Hall of Fame game. We played the Buffalo Bills in 2009. Yeah, so, I mean, it was a shock. It was an eye-opener. You know, you all excited. And you actually, you go out, sometimes you make a couple mistakes. And,
but you're going to get better.
And, Brent,
these guys are going to get better. It's a great experience for them. They're going to get better next week.
Oh, yeah, they'll be better. You know, we went out and had correction day, and we learned a lot. So it'll be better.
Jeff, I'm just flattered that Senderek thought I was a punter or a kicker. I'll take either one. More of those guys in just a minute, but time to get in the zone now. The senior writer for Jaguars.com is John Osier. He took over the Big Apple this weekend, folks. Here's Johnny O in the CBEST Ozone.
I'm John Osier with today's Ozone Question. And Morris from Minneapolis writes, John, the third preseason game on Saturday against the Eagles. Everyone says week three of the preseason is key. True or false? Well, no doubt true. And actually, I did a bit of thinking on this while in New Jersey Saturday for the Jaguars' second preseason game. The first thing I did at MetLife Stadium was search the rafters for my good friend Jeff Lagerman on the Jets' Ring of Honor. I searched and searched and even asked for assistance. Foiled, I thought to myself, self, what makes preseason week three so important? The best way to say it is, it's important because the teams want it to be important. The fourth preseason game is about resting starters and deciding roster spots. So week three is the time for a dress rehearsal. That means this week is all about routine. The coaches go through their routine, game planning as they would for the regular season. The players go through their routine, practicing as they would for the regular season. Even the senior writer goes through his routine, setting his body clock, practice schedule, nutritional plan, critical meetings for each day, and daily exit strategy. Come game day, there is a different feel to preseason week three than other preseason games. Starters play past halftime, and because it's ones-on-ones, there is more importance attached to the score of that first half than any other stretch of the preseason. So as you head to EverBank Saturday for Jaguars-Eagles, remember, what you're seeing matters more than any other August action. And if one of the things you happen to see is Lagerman chasing me around the bank, well, after seeing this segment, you'll have a pretty good idea why.
Jeff Lagerman, linebacker, Virginia.
It's obvious to me right now that the Jets just don't understand what the draft's all about.
The New York Jets select...
Johnny, start running. Logs is boiling. More from the Ozone on Jaguars.com right now. I'm not laughing, Jeff, I promise. Still more to come right here on Jaguars All Access. We're going inside the locker room at MetLife Stadium coming up. But we'll send you to break with Jags Wired rookie Jonathan Cyprian mic'd up Saturday night.
I was waiting for him to go across. I wanted to see, because, you know, sometimes you get a double move on that over.
That's fine. I'm over the top.
Yeah, okay.
So this is Jaguars All Access.
Hey, you ain't going nowhere, 40. Good job, man.
More from Jonathan Cyprian on Jaguars.com right now. You can also check out half packs for this year's home games. Pick four games with tickets starting at $40 a piece. Call the ticket office at 633-2000. Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau along with Jeff Lagerman. Are you okay, by the way?
I'm okay, but Johnny O is in trouble.
He's in trouble. Senderek Mark's on the show as well. And Senderek likes football, he likes golf, and he likes fishing, too.
Yeah, I'm not a fisherman. That'll downgrade my skills. I'm an angler.
So that was you back in the spring saying, I'm not a fisherman, I'm an angler. What does that mean?
That means that I'm not a beginner. That means I don't just go out and throw in the water and hope I catch a fish. That means I go out and I know I'm going to catch a fish.
Which is your expertise right here, Jeff.
Oh, me and him have already talked at some point. We're going to get together. We're going to find out who's the better angler.
I'll take the challenge.
Ah.
I'll take that.
Speaking of challenges, you love the game of golf as well.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you like it so much? You played on our Dream 18 earlier this year, and you just played yesterday on an off day.
You're putting too much of my business out there, first of all. But no, golf...
Sorry about that. You're allowed to play golf?
Golf is very challenging. And to me, you know, I like to... I'm a challenger. You know, I like to compete. And the game of golf just makes me compete within myself. And, you know, anything I try to do, I try to be, you know, pretty good at it. And sometimes it actually get the best of me, and that's why I keep going out.
Honest answer here. Are you any good at golf?
Yeah. I'm pretty good at
Mike,
golf.
Mike, what do you shoot?
Me?
Yeah, real quick.
On a bad day, 89.
That's
There you go. Fun guy to hang around with, fishing and golf. All right, for appearing on tonight's show, we are going to give you a watch. Send Derek Marks. You're going to receive a limited edition Mueller Swiss watch. Mueller Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jaguars, and they are available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. So much more to come here on Jaguars All Access. We'll have the headlines to watch this week, but first let's go inside the locker room at MetLife Stadium to hear from head coach Gus Bradley.
The tape will show a lot of really good things, but you'll find out it's a precision game, isn't it? The turnovers, man, the penalties, the things like that, that's what we got to clean up to be a good football team. And we'll get there, man. We'll get there, but it's going to take all of us. But don't lose the fact there's a lot of good things on that tape, man. Here we go, Jags on three. One, two, three. Jags.
This is Jaguars All Access.
G-Series Prime Headlines time. Dress rehearsal coming up on Saturday. This is usually the most important preseason game. Eagles come to town, which means Mike Vick will be here, and they will game plan a little more this week for this contest Saturday night at EverBank Field. Of course, this top story today, Blaine Gabbert named the starting quarterback. He will be out, though, the rest of the preseason. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. Brent Martineau alongside Jeff Lagerman. And send Derek Marks joining us on the show as we wrap up.
And send Derek, with the Eagles coming to town, Chip Kelly, new coach, brings this college up-tempo style. Are you ready to deal with the stress?
Ready to run?
And the exercise?
Yeah, I'm actually ready. You know, we get to get into an actual game week, so it should be pretty good, and we all can get into our flow of actually how to go.
All right, good luck Saturday night. Thanks for coming on the show. Always fun to be around Send Derek Marks. Look out for number 99. He's off to a great start in a Jacksonville Jaguars uniform. That's going to do it for Jaguars All Access. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you join us every Monday, 7 o'clock, right here on CBS 47. We'll see you at the stadium Saturday night, EverBank Field, Eagles and the Jaguars. Good night, everybody.